lots of stuff going on in the news. And of course, it's just been a deluge the last 2 weeks as far as earnings go. Also an IPO out this morning. I believe Sonos is coming out. And interesting enough, of course, all eyes, day before yesterday, it was Apple. Apple, of course, still in the news. However, Tesla yesterday, after the bell, Tesla, kind of an ouch for them. And yet, you and I were trading text messages later on. All Elon Musk had to do was say, "I'm sorry." And their stock was up almost 11% in after hours.
Yeah, figure this one out. Tesla announced the worst quarter of their history. I mean, the biggest loss in their history. But because, I mean, people had started to lose faith in Elon Musk after the last conference call. People thought the guy was just cracking up, like losing his mind. And he actually addressed that on the call. He said, "Guys, sorry I was rude on the last call. That was really unprofessional of me. You know, I apologize. I've been working, you know, what did he say, like 90-hour weeks or something." And
oh, no, 110.
Is that mathematically possible?
I was trying to do the math.
I mean, I think he may have left a total of, like, you know, 3 or 4 hours for everything other than work at that point. But, hey, I mean, you know, whatever. I guess, if nothing else, that proved that the guy is mentally stable. He hasn't lost his mind. But, I mean, is that really a checkbox you should have to check when buying the stock? Well, is the CEO mentally stable? I mean, that should be presumed to be yes. That shouldn't be something that you have to ask yourself. But what drove the stock higher was, one, Musk was his old self. He was more calm and collected. Two, he did promise that from this point forward, the company would be profitable and would not have to go to the capital markets for more equity or debt financing. So, yeah, that sounds good. I mean, I would be excited, too, if I thought, okay, well, from this point on, it's all profits, and, you know, we're not going to have the dilutive effects of going to the market, issuing new stock, or the risk of having to issue new bonds. Okay, great. That all sounds lovely. Will he actually deliver? That's the question. Tesla has, from the get-go, really had problems ramping up production. It's a lovely product.
Right.
It's a beautiful car. I'd love to have one. But it's, you know, operationally, the company just hasn't proven they can handle the growth. So we'll see. I mean, you look at that, and it makes me glad I focus on dividends and value, because if it were up to me to pick a growth stock, I would not even consider Tesla. I mean, it doesn't meet any of the check boxes I would like to see. You know, it's not profitable. It's it's too heavily influenced by one key man. It's a stock I would generally run away screaming from, but it was up big in after hours yesterday and is set to open higher today. So
that
you
was
got
so
me.
So surprising to me. Of course, he's made a whole bunch of continuing to make a lot of promises. That will be the issue, is whether or not he is going to be able to come through on those promises. So many production issues going on, especially with, I guess, the Model 3. Now, of course, he has plans that he wants to build a gigafactory in China. He says he's going to do that by not going to the capital markets, and he wants to get loans from local banks in China. Now, how difficult would that be?
See, that may or may not be difficult. If the Chinese government wants that to happen, they can influence the banks. And you know how that goes. In China, it's the banks aren't truly independent. So if the government wants it to happen, it'll somehow happen. Now, you know, going back for a minute, you talked about the Model 3. That's really what Tesla is betting on to go mass market. The Model 3 starts in the mid-30s, you know, $35,000-ish. That's still expensive, of course. That's not the same as buying like an entry-level Honda Civic or something, but it's still, you know, within the range of affordability for a lot of people. I mean, that's sort of an entry-level luxury car, if you will. So their ability to go mass market, and mass market, I don't mean, you know, Ford F-150 mass market. I mean more like BMW 3 Series mass market. That's an entry-level luxury car that you see a lot of them on the road. For Tesla to be able to do that, they have to prove that they can mass produce the Model 3. That's the most important life right now, mass producing that Model 3. So we'll see if they can do it. I mean, it's interesting the lengths they've gone to. They actually, in order to save money, you know, not building some huge factory, they're actually building these things in a tent right now. I mean, like they have this huge open air tent factory thing, and that they were asking Musk about it on the call. They're like, I mean, you're using a tent, man. What's going on? And he said, yeah, it's, you know, it's economical. This is a more or less permanent structure, or at least for the permanent quote for the time being. I mean, you know, it's not something they're going to use for a few weeks. This is something they may have in place for, you know, months or years. So that's interesting, and it actually does show that Musk is an innovator. I mean, the guy is willing to build cars in a tent, for crying out loud. I mean,
that
does show you. You got to give the guy credit. I don't know if you knew this, but Robert Downey Jr. based his Iron Man Tony Stark character from the Avengers movies on Elon Musk.
Oh.
I love that. I mean, now, obviously, that comic book character goes back to the 60s, but when Robert Downey Jr., the actor, was trying to kind of shape the role in his head, he was copying Elon Musk. So so there you go.
Well,
you have to like the guy for no other reason, just for that.
We know he's an innovator from everything from flamethrowers to spaceships to surfboards. One thing he does say is robotic software. He believes that it's going to make Tesla worth as much as Apple. Well, Apple and Amazon will probably disagree with him there. So we'll see what happens there. Anyhow.
Well, to be fair, if Tesla really does crack the artificial intelligence code before anybody else does, if they're the ones that come out with the best artificial intelligence for driving, anything's possible. Now, it's very debatable whether they can do that, but let's just say they do. Let's say the artificial intelligence thing comes through for them. Well, all bets are off.
Well, we'll see. People will be watching that. As Charles said, it is not on his buy list. Of course, not a recommendation, folks. You should definitely do your own homework before you invest in anything. On the other side of this break, we're going to take a look at some of the other earnings coming in and also what is really rattling the markets. It's trade talk, but is it really rattling the investors? More on this and other financial news will be coming your way this hour on Straight Talk Money, bringing you the wisdom of Wall Street. We'll be right back. Thursday morning, 7 days ago.